Harleen, well played on your 50 as well as that bowling performance. Good to see you kind of come good on both fronts. But tell me what the morale in the team is like, because I mean, you were playing after a long time, but the team has been on the field, not the results not really going their way. What is it like, and what is it right now after the first T20 I lost?
Yes, definitely. Actually, we gave a good fight. So that's what matters. Efforts, that's what matters. So I don't think so. No, anybody's down or anything. Everybody's up to the next two games. So that's the team hall.
Vishesh Roy, you can go ahead with your question.
Hi, Harleen. Well played tonight. You and Jemima were playing very well. Do you think your and Jemima's dismissal in quick succession was the turning point of the game?
Yes, definitely. Actually, we got like we were set at the time, and it was our responsibility to get it done till the end. We got out, so obviously it will be for the next batter. It will be difficult to understand the wicket, and we were batting that time, and we should have finished. We would have batted till the end.
Okay, we'll go to Amay next, and after Amay, we'll go to Sudarshanan again. Amay, you can go ahead with your question.
Yeah, Harleen, so you scored your first international 50 today. So can you just take us through the knock and what were the emotions after you achieved the 50?
It was my first, and the first is always a special one. But it would have been more special if it would have been on a winning note. What to do? It was a good one for me.
Okay, Sudarshanan next.
I love that answer. But tell me, what was the thought process behind coming at number three? Like that kind of caught us, most of us, by surprise. But what was your role? What were you expected to do? And what was going through your mind when you came out to bat at three?
I had already batted at number three before also, so it was not a new thing for me. So actually, it's like Raman sir always say that you should react to the ball. So that was our plan. That is the only plan we follow as batsmen. So that was the only thing we did. Nothing else.
Okay, we've got a question on chat. Prajakta asks about debutant Simran Bahadur, who was quite economical with her bowling. Can you please reflect on her performance tonight?
Yeah, definitely. She bowled really well. The way she was bowling those dot balls made the pressure on South Africans, and it was a very good start for her for the international career. So I wish her good luck for the future.
Okay, we have a question from Ajit. Ajit, you can go ahead with your question.
Well, Harleen, well done for your first international 50. So now, India lost, just as happened in the ODI series, India has lost the first match. So just two more matches to go in the T20 series. So how do you think can this Indian team turn around against what looks like a very confident, solid South African side?
Yes, they have played before this. They played a lot of series before coming over here. And definitely we lost the first match, and we are definitely looking up to this next two matches, and that's it.
Okay, we'll take last few. Anisha, you can go ahead with your question.
Hi, Harleen. Congratulations on that maiden international 50. Well done. Do we have any official word on Harmanpreet's availability for tomorrow's game?
Actually, the medical team will inform the BCCI. I don't know about it exactly, honestly.
Okay, I'll quickly go in with another one. Can you, Harleen, please talk us through the kind of fielding drills that are usually done? This series is, of course, being held under lights, and the ODI series was played during the day. But what are the fielding drills, catching drills that the team usually goes through, and under what coach? Abhay Sharma, I guess.
Yeah, he's been with us, and we've been doing a lot of drills on fielding. So under lights, we just got one session, so that's it. We did a lot of drills, that's it. But next match, we'll make up to it, for sure.
Okay, thanks, Ori.
Okay, we have a question from Subhayan Chakrabarty from YN. Subhayan, you can go ahead with your question.
Hi, Arlene. First of all, congratulations on your knock. So I want to ask about the lack of power hitters. The finishing hasn't been the strongest part for some time now for India. Do you feel the lack of power hitters is hurting the team?
Actually, I don't think so. Shefali and Richa have been playing those parts. And definitely in the coming matches, you'll get to see more power hitters. So I don't feel that it is there.
All right. We'll take one final question from Anisha and then we'll wrap up the press conference. Anisha, you can go ahead with your question.
Thanks, Tanan. Harleen, you had a fairly decent women's T20 challenge. And of course, you have looked like you worked on a few shots, be it the flick that you played, the behind the stumps shot that you tried. Can you walk us through the changes that you try to make sure that your run in the ODI in the Indian team is more regular and you don't sit out on the bench more often?
Yes, definitely. When you sit out, you get to know a few things that what you need to improve as a batter and as a bowler. So you keep working on those. And the thing is that you just execute it in the matches. That's it. Nothing else.
All anything right. Specific you've worked on?
Not really. I've been like few shots I've been working on. It was like that. I didn't play that much. Like now, I've been started playing more of shots. So maybe that's why.
All right. Thanks, Harleen, again.
All right. Thank you, Harleen, for your time. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.